Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and as you can see, the weather, it is getting a bit gloomy, isn't it? We're into winter, if you're in a place that you get winter. And as you've probably noticed in the past, during the colder months of the year, your productivity, your mood, your general level of motivation, the amount of like good working hours that you have in the day, it kind of goes down a bit, doesn't it? And there's a name for this, which is seasonal affective disorder. And it's just, yeah, it's like a low-level depression that a lot of the population suffers from about half the year. There's a bunch of different biohacks and life hacks that we can employ to assuage this and to, you know, kick its ass and to not have to worry about seasonal affective disorder. But today, I just wanted to talk about one life hack, which is available to everyone and free and quite effective. And it is what I call intermittent antidepressive meditation, although you may know of it by a different name. The name you may know of it by is loving kindness meditation. And I'm renaming this intermittent antidepressive meditation because I just think that loving kindness meditation is, it just doesn't sound that cool. It just sounds kind of girly and wimpy to me. And that's why I think not very many people would be interested in trying it, but perhaps you'll be willing to try my intermittent antidepressive meditation. And this is something that I read about in Tim Ferriss's Tools of Titans book, so I'll quote from that. To increase happiness, all you have to do is randomly wish somebody else to be happy. I tend to do a single 3 to 5 minute session at night, thinking of three people I want to be happy, often two current friends and one old friend that I haven't seen in a while. And then he also has a cool testimonial. One woman reported, happiest day in 7 years. And what did it take to achieve that? It took 10 seconds of secretly wishing for two other people to be happy for 8 repetitions, a total of 80 seconds of thinking. That's right. And actually, if you look this one up on the internet, which again, you probably haven't looked this one up on the internet because it has this name that doesn't make it sound very, very biohackerish, does it? If you look it up on the internet, you'll find a lot of people that are like, hey, this is actually a really good life hack for brightening my mood. And again, what you want to do is you want to just think of someone, like it could be like, my mom. You know, it's a Sunday, my mom usually goes to church on Sunday, so I hope she's really enjoying her church service. I hope that's really nice for her. Or my friend Leland, he's probably trying to take care of his crazy kids on a Sunday. So I hope that's going well for him. I hope, despite all the craziness, I hope he's really enjoying his kids this Sunday morning, wherever he is. And you spend just a moment wishing them a nice day. And I compared this elsewhere to a nootropic antidepressant drug that's called tianeptine. There's this really quite effective antidepressant that has just this real subtle effect of brightening your mood and making life just feel a little bit better. And I realized doing loving kindness meditation had almost the exact same effect as doing this fairly pharmacologically invasive antidepressant drug. So I really hope that you will give this a try. I've got another life hack to add to this that makes it even a bit more effective and even a bit more effortless to incorporate it into your lifestyle, which is that, like she was saying there, like this woman was saying, what you want to do is you actually want to do about 10 seconds every hour, 10 seconds of wishing someone else, you know, happiness and a merry new year or whatever, every hour. And the way to remember to do that is do it whenever you go to the bathroom. this is what I do. I am drinking a ton of tea and great coffee, so I need to go to the bathroom about once an hour, maybe sometimes a little bit less, but you're probably about the same. So when you go to the bathroom, just make it a point that while you're in there taking care of your business, that you spend a few minutes wishing someone a nice day. And I really think it will, you know, brighten your mood a little bit as we're getting into this season. And again, I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and I look forward to a continued conversation with you.